Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
brand new banger.
Calls on the request line. Calls. Let's take some calls on the request line.
SpatItUp.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
The hip-hop list. You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yo, what up, man? True West Radio, West Coast Wednesdays. Before we get started, there's a couple of things I want to say. You know, I'm trying to keep, you know, family together. I mean, people who ain't family, they will become family. And I would like to apologize on my behalf about anything that happened on Monday. And, you know, because everybody is trying to figure out each other. It's a whole new thing. We bringing new people in. We trying to, you know, build something. You know, instead of, you know, any kind of beef or anything like that, I would like us all to be together to where we could actually have a bigger, because it's strength in numbers. They always say that. Ever since I was a kid, I used to always, it's strength in numbers. It take a village to raise a kid or whatever. So on my behalf, I would like to apologize because that ain't the way a radio show supposed to go. And trust me, it's got to be way more under control than what it is. You know what I mean? We all got to do what we got to do to make this shit work, you know, for all of us. That's the reason why this show is still cracking. That's the reason why I keep paying for this motherfucker. When I'm ready to throw in the towel, you know what I'm saying? Everybody come and be like, no, Scratch, you got to keep the shit rolling. Because, I mean, if you really want to know something, I mean, I could do without it. You know what I'm saying? I really can. I could keep on doing what I'm doing on the other side, you know, as far as the music and all of that stuff. But this ain't just for me. This is for everybody.
So,
all right. Yeah, so this is for everybody. And second of all, it was this little annoying cat, boy. This cat, he used to get on my nerves like a mug. But, you know, Isaac Jammin, rest in peace, bro. I'm going to play your songs, man. I'm going to play a couple of them tonight, you know what I mean? But I, you know, I got the, you know, I got the news from Mr. Everywhere. Matter of fact, let me throw him in there. Mr. Everywhere. And then Buddha, too. You know, they called me and let me know that that Isaac had passed, you know what I mean? Like I said, he was an annoying little fucker, but, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to see nobody die over no circumstance, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to throw them two things out there, and we're about to get it cracking. If y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597, and we on True West. Let's go. Come on, damn, where my goddamn music at? All right, let's go. See, we got the claps today. We didn't have the claps like Monday. Them motherfuckers wouldn't clap it for nobody. That motherfucker seemed like he want to clap when they want to, goddamn it. I guess
yo,
motherfucker.
What up, everybody?
What up, man? What up, what up? What's happening? What up? We got everybody.
Peace and love to everybody. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah, we got Sweet Pea, JoJo, Mr. BP, Sweet Pea! We got Mr. Everywhere. We got Cafelli, the Gorilla Soldier. The Gorilla Soldier.
What up, y'all?
You said you had the clap. You said you ain't got the clap. You didn't have the clap today.
We all got the clap today. It seemed like the machine be taking antibiotics. When I be trying to give everybody the claps, it don't happen.
Man.
Sweepy know more than anybody. She be like, oh, let's go clap tonight, but they ain't gonna clap tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You already know.
As long as you get a clap, you good.
Oh yeah, I got everything, you know. Ha ha, let's laugh.
There's some motherfuckers that you got up that ain't clapping. You gotta watch them.
Yeah, but yo, it's just crazy. I don't know why that shit don't be working like that. You know, because I do the same thing every night. So I fuck around, if it's time for the show, I restart the computer. I put the sound effects on because I actually got a sound effects on one of my old phones.
So, okay.
You know what I think it might be? It might be the internet reception because it ain't on. The phone ain't on. So it might be fucking up with the internet connection or some shit like that.
Right.
But,
that's all good.
But, you know, man, it's crazy, man, about Isaac Jammin, because remember what we used to be arguing with his ass? He tried to put everybody on the goddamn line talking about getting them goddamn crumptions.
Mm-hmm. What happened to him?
He died. I don't know. He had like, some kidney failure and stuff, and I think that was
damn.
Something that happened. His kidney.
God rest him. I don't know him, but God rest his soul.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
man.
Okay.
I mean,
You talking about cuz that was coming on here with the speech and music and the one
I used to always tell nigga, wait a minute, cuz you said that shit 100 times. Yeah, this is Isaac Jammin, you know, and I'm from Ghana and boop, not Ghana. Where was he from? He was from Ghana, huh?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
he's from Ghana.
And then he used to say the same speech because, you know, like a used car salesman, he gonna tell everybody the same damn thing every time he try to sell a car.
That's funny.
You get what I'm saying?
He was trying to have an intro like Buddha Ali, but it just didn't work out the same way.
I will tell you. I gotta tell you a story about this nigga because this shit is funny. Mr. Everywhere, where you at, man?
I'm right here, brother.
Okay, look, check this out. So, this nigga talking about he was getting ready to give me some money, right? And then, you know, he was telling me that I gotta give him, like, you know, he said, you got an LLC? I said, yeah. He said, well, I gotta have part of your LLC and something else that he said. I was like, nigga, you done lost your motherfucking mind talking about getting part of my LLC. Yeah, so that means that if me and you ain't fucking around no more, that means that you still gonna own part of my company. Oh, you got life and bullshit fucked up.
But so that means you gave him some of it, so when he passed away, the heirs gonna get 40%
of it. Yeah, so somebody else at like that. I don't even know a party owned my company. But wait a minute, I'm going to tell you what the kicker is. Because the nigga told me, like, man, you know, I'm about my money, so if I give you any kind of money, you know, I'm a gangster. He was saying shit like that. I said, what, cuz? I'm like, nigga, so what you think I am, my nigga? Nigga, I don't give a fuck who you dealing with. Nigga, run up over here, nigga. I'm going to put something real hot up in your ass, right? So hold on. I called Mr. Everywhere, and what happened, Mr. Everywhere?
I called him out. I called the guy who was running the attractions. I called him out, and, you know, I told him I got investors, and I said they're going to come sit on your couch with your wife and kids, so if the money don't flip, you know, you're going to break bread, shake dead, and fake dead like the Jamaican said. You know, so then the guy who ran the whole operation told me, you know, you ain't going to get no green cash back. You know, you're going to have to trade for a cow or gold or something and then sell that to try to make your money back. So,
damn.
You know, they came out in the field in that whole situation.
But wait a minute. This nigga took Mr. Everywhere lines and tried to sell it to me.
Oh, yeah. They got the stuff. Yeah, he did that. But in the whole case behind him, he was an artist trying to get out there, and this guy was streaming him along as the spokesperson for the company and promising him he was going to get him some money if he got people over there to spend their money. He was going to finance his music career. So he is, in his mind, he's thinking, I'm going to get a big payday to open my record label up if I get all these people reeled in on this Ponzi scheme. And I called the bluff on it and cracked the whole, you know, operation open. So that's what
this,
took place.
Oh, so you busted him in the ass.
This nigga called me and said, I'm gangster. So, you know, if I don't get my money, I'm like, wait a minute, hold the fuck on. Do you know who you talking to, my nigga? Because the nigga, it ain't nothing fake up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying, nigga? If I had enough money to go to Florida, I'd come fuck you up in Florida type of shit. You know what I mean? So it was like, it almost seemed like a threat, but then it always knocked down. And because when he called me back, he was like, man, I'm sorry, man. Because I told him, I said, first of all, whenever you conduct a business, you don't never say nothing about you being gangster. If you gangster, nigga, let them find out the next day. Versus a motherfucker sitting up there, and you going to tell a motherfucker. Be like, all right.
I'm a businessman.
Hey, you got to, hey, hold on. You got to give a class on being a gangster.
What you say?
I say you have to give a class on being a gangster.
Yeah,
class.
He had to give him a lesson.
Nah, you ain't gotta take class to be a gangster. You half ass born like that.
No,
then,
no,
second,
no,
you do gotta take a class on being a rapper.
He said
yeah,
you gave him a class
a
on being a gangster.
That gotta
you
be
a class, nigga. Are you kidding?
Some niggas ain't got it.
Hey, you know what? That's a funny ass kid. I'm glad you said that. Welcome to Gangster Class.
You ain't got to go to class. All you got to
be
do is have your big mama scratch. All you got to do to be a gangster these days is have your big mama buy you a 64-box count of crayons. You pick out which color you're going to be. That's all it is.
No, you know what
Man,
it is?
My big mama was a gangster, for real. My big mama was the most gangster person in my family.
These days, niggas buy gangster friends.
I'm going to tell y'all how you could be a gangster, because I've seen it too many times. Just move to somewhere where nobody know you and start being a gangster. That's the way it is.
That's how you get your ass whooped, depending on what
nobody
they want to you now. Come on now, you know.
If you move somewhere where you feel like you're scaring people, okay, so wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I can have my
granddaughter, but look, though, the whole thing about it is, you know, all you got to do is get in cool with some people. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, where my goddamn
yep.
view?
Yep.
You get in cool
That's
with some people.
That's what I say.
And then they fuck around and they start saying, well, you know, I'm from here, you know, whoop the whoop in L.A., and especially if you somewhere in Denver, nigga, all that shit is different. Now, you can't get away with that shit everywhere. It depends on where you go. You could get it, you know what I'm saying? People gravitate to it because even if they ain't gangsters, they want to be gangsters, but then you come up in there from somewhere else that they ain't never heard about. Because, nigga, I'm like, how the fuck is it Hoover's and motherfucking, in New York? They ain't even got a Hoover Street in New York.
But you'd be surprised,
you got a hood in Oklahoma. But how the wait, okay, let me be more specific here, my nigga. How they got 74 Hoovers in motherfucking New York? Now tell me where 74 and Hoover meet up.
Well, I don't know why no 74 for Hoover, nigga. Why no 74 Street run through that motherfucker?
74 Hoover and motherfucker, but you got motherfuckers in New York claiming 74 Hoover.
One of them ain't moved out there? Started it?
That's what happened.
That's how it always happens.
That's how it happened.
We know that's what happened. That's the only way it can happen. But that shit been happening for the last 30, 40 years. I don't even know why you're surprised.
Usually it's the street where you at. That's where you grew up in that neighborhood. You don't have to necessarily have to grow up on 76th Street. I grew up on 75th. So that tell you where I'm at. So the whole thing about it is, it's like, if a nigga from down here on 74th and Hoover move to New York and start 74 Hoover, that it ain't got nothing to do with they street.
Nah, it's the game.
I know.
All
you're saying
is one person
to
move.
That's why, me personally,
Go ahead.
When cats be saying, you know, about L.A., and it be niggas from, like, other states and shit, you know, claiming the same shit here, I'd be like, man, where do you think it come from? And they be like, man, that's why we get so much love when we go, because they know where the real G shit happens at. And then it just took over like a wildfire. And then they give us love. Either we get both. We get love and we get hated. Because soon as some LA, real LA niggas step in their turf and they find out, here come the women, of course. Then here come the cool niggas that want to get down with us. And then here come the hater niggas later on. You know what I'm saying?
You taking all they broads. You taking the haters broads. So they be like, fuck them L.A. niggas.
Yeah, but the L.A. niggas is the real niggas. You know what I'm saying? And not saying they know other cats that's real, too. But it ain't like how it is, like, right here. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Yeah, you talking about Crips and Blood, right?
Crip, blood, S.A., thugs, real niggas that do move drugs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's just like that.
Now, what would you say?
But I'm saying, you saying that the Crips and Blood started out there in L.A. Because there's real niggas all over the country.
I just said that. But I said
that's where they started. When you see a motherfucker in New York talk about cuz of blood, you be like, huh?
Yeah, because that shit is like
it's
weird,
foreign.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but check it out. But you saying, yeah, that started out there. But I'm saying, you saying, like, there's no real niggas, no else, it never started?
No.
It ain't
no hood niggas. We talking about Crips and Blood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. I'm just asking, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying.
All y'all motherfuckers down there in New Orleans.
I'm just saying. I understand what he's saying, but I'm just saying how he's saying it.
Right.
It sounds like.
No,
what I'm saying.
We got you, Bubblehead.
Thank you, sir.
So, what I noticed, honestly, it seemed like, you know, a lot of people back in the day, they used to hit that road, you know, with their tax. And some people would come here and get it cheaper. Some people would take it out there and blase, blase, however they do that. And then it's always two or three niggas that got kicked out the hood that moved somewhere else, and they seem like they bring it too. And that's just what I noticed. It seems like it come authentically from the hustlers. The niggas is going back and forth. They couldn't even down with them.
Let me tell you this.
That's true.
It's a whole lot of people that grew up in neighborhoods. I'm gonna tell you. This is an example. What's the toughest neighborhood out there in Houston?
Shit, what are you going to ask me? I'm going to say mine. I don't know.
Hey, okay.
Y'all
motherfuckers, y'all you down there. Me. Shit, I'm trying to figure it out. Anybody. I mean, okay, all of them.
Man, everybody going to claim their hood.
Call them by name.
I'm like Sweetie. Everybody going to claim their hood. You know what I'm saying?
Call out
a name. Let's tell me a name.
I'm from South Park.
Who?
Oh, you from South Park.
Okay, South Park. Now, there's some South Park niggas out here, but how many people do you think that somebody come from Houston and come out here to L.A. and get them to claim they got?
It ain't that hard.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure, like, once they sit in long enough, they might do it.
Niggas don't follow you.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
On some real shit. When I left LA and went to West Covina, I beat with every kid out here. And they thought we was Garvey Gangsta Crips, nigga, and I'm really from LA.
Mm-hmm.
So they made us into a gang and we weren't even a gang, so we started putting niggas on.
But Jojo, check this out. That ain't what I'm talking about. You can move around LA and then wherever you go, because I could turn these motherfuckers into Scratch Crip. Everybody around here. SK, white boys.
Okay, that's it. Okay,
I could turn them into. But look, this is what I'm talking about. Listen to what I'm saying, though.
We can.
If you live in Houston and come to LA claiming a Houston gang, how many people, depending on where you live, okay, just say if you move right on the middle of the west side, shit, that nigga, he getting ready to transform into whatever he was in Houston to wherever goddamn set you standing around.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you this. That don't make no sense, first of all, because for one, it don't exist. Everybody know they all come from out there, but what they do have here is little cliques, where people from the same gang, different gangs run together as far as what the niggas call Most Wanted and who's the mother niggas? Who used to get on my nerves?
You damn sure got me on now.
Mall Style Gorillas. Ooh, they got on my damn nerves. They used to be at my house.
Okay,
Mall Style Gorillas.
That's kind of like, you remember how they had the No Loves and, you know what I mean, the little tap bangers that turned into clicks and it ended up turning to hood? Because they were affiliated with niggas, so they were like, fuck it, y'all niggas might as well go ahead and make this a block.
Right. But they gangster they way to make it a block. You know what I'm saying? So if you got, because niggas, it was niggas, we had the 7-4s, nigga, they stayed right around the corner. Then it was some 7-3 niggas. Them niggas went over there and tried to turn all them niggas to 6s.
But see, the thing is down here, Mall Style was Crip and everybody, people who wasn't nothing at all. And Most Wanted is the same thing, but they're younger niggas. Niggas is younger than me. Now, the Belford Boys, they named themselves after a street, but they were gang members too. So that's what I'm saying. It don't necessarily make, it's not the same thing. They do have little cliques, but the cliques, by the time they click up, they have already been put down into different things. Now, I will say maybe they got enlightened and they know that it's not from Houston and so forth and so forth. So they, you know, they don't drop it because they already been put down.
I'm going to go ahead and drop the history lesson real quick. Now, check this out. You got Hustle Squad, right? They get Rialto. Now, I'm gonna give you a breakdown of how many hoods started this hood, and they Crips and Bloods.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
they made history. And it was some of your homies from East Coast. It was a couple of my homies. It was a couple of niggas from Drake. It was a couple of niggas from Cold Trey. It was a couple of niggas from Hoop. They made a hood. And then got on the news because them motherfuckers was a threat because they Crips and Blood. They don't know what to do with it.
That's dangerous. When you got a whole, and see, that's what I say about up here. I got all of the black cats sold up. All of the black cats, they in my corner. I met all them first. Then I did some stuff for the essays. They called it Gents. I went film this daughter Casey and Yada for free and gave him a CD. He was like, man, whatever you need, anybody fuck with you, let me know. I was like, all right, got them. Then I did the same thing for the Samoan. So, and then the white cast, that was the hardest egg to crack. But now it's like, everybody up here in Barstow, ain't nobody gonna fuck with me from nowhere. So, and it's not like, you know, my whole thing is I just come at them just one thousand. Because when I met the black motherfuckers, I say, I'm moving to this apartment, and if anybody jump in my window or break in my shit, they going to leave out different than the way they came in.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And that changed the game with the black motherfuckers. They'd be like, man, this motherfucker be standing around guarding my shit. Nigga like, nigga, don't... Shit, somebody breaking scratch shit, motherfucker. I ain't getting ready to get killed over it. But that's what it is. You know, first of all, when you man, you earn, man and woman. I ain't gonna just say man, but when you walk around with confidence, people give you a whole lot of different respect than you walking around like a bitch ass nigga or a little funky ass bitch.
Yeah, it shows.
Yeah. We've had clicks.
And I don't get offended like when people say about man either, just for the record, y'all, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm well man. I'm still man, just a little extra, you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Hey,
sweet
tea.
That's what I always say, well man. That's what I say, it's just a whoa in the front.
You know,
whoa, you better watch out, you're about to get hit with a pot ass man.
I got a question for you, sweet tea. Now, you live in Houston, mm-hmm. right? All right. Now, what I heard, I don't know if it's true. I'm pretty sure it's true, but I just want to make sure. Like Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Houston. What else is up in there? I guess I said it all. Austin. There you go. Like different hoods up in there, they don't get along. Like Dallas niggas don't get along with certain Houston niggas, and et cetera. Austin niggas don't get along with what's the other shit over there? The other part that I just said that he just said. Like, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but is it really like that?
It's somewhat like that, honestly. Not really, because a lot of people from Dallas go to school here. Niggas in Dallas have more problem with each other than anybody else. It's always gonna be some kind of little beast though with the football thing. That's always been there. But
like San Antonio niggas
and,
get into it with the Austin niggas, I heard. Some shit like that I was hearing.
Now that's true. Yeah. You know, they do. But that's you know, that's personal.
Man, that's
shit.
That's more competition.
I heard
it on
the
music
side too,
but that's what I was tipping
off.
Like, what?
They got a lot of problems with each other in Dallas.
We're about to play some music. We'll get back to this conversation in a minute. Man, God damn it, because I'm about to light this blunt. That's why I was playing that mix so long. I had to go and make sure my wife was good, my granddaughter good, because she came home.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Man, and shit. Yeah, that's my little mix. You know what I'm saying? I got a brand new one, but I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. You know what I mean? So check this out, man.
Yeah.
Since we're going to do this, I'm about to puff up. Check it out.
I love people that I'm doing it this way. I'm hitting the blunt till I can't hit them no more. Back on up, I gotta get to the floor. Do what I do best, spin your mind to the test. So back to the point, then I'm past the fucking blunt. And that just is time for me to go and hit the spot and give it all I got. These rhymes you can't stop. I gotta have a blunt every time when I'm rolling. I'm putting little twists in my hips when I'm throwing. I'm flexing my body, doing a little rubber too. The smoking weed ain't the only thing I like to do. I like to get my motherfucking groove on. I'm smoking on that chip when I'm talking on the phone. Late at night to you. I break it down, tell you what I wanna do. We can go out and have a few drinks. Keep a peppermint so my breath don't stink. Cause too much drinking ain't good for your ass. Get your child set your life so we can pump, pump, crack. So don't ever think I'm fucking with that other shit. Cause lady, I just ain't having it. I never get me still cause I'm always on the run. I'm just running about that 3-2-1. It's the type of wit that make you fall asleep. The homie in the hood peep game to me. So the boys in situations give me some toxic ties. So we get high, as the days are going by. The porch is always on when I'm puffing on one. So kick back and we gon' have a little more fun. You see, back in the day I used to watch my dad. He kept a lot of damn weed and plenty of cash. He should've kept it on the down low cause I was watching them days. I done picked up my dad bad habits and ways. So what the fuck do you wanna say? I'm smoking on that shit that they sometimes call hay. So it is really major. All you have to do is hit me on my cellular. To put it to a conclusion, this is ending on my class. I got my shit together, now we can puff, puff, pass.
On them checks, if you don't know, I got to get that's all that we need. The peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. So you better know I gotta take pride in my notes. Grind in the studio in the booth. Don't want me to check it, better be respectful, no. You're broke. Let you niggas know that I am not the one to get on. Cause I'm going to the top, better get your shit on. Because, nigga, I'm passing by you on the road. Whoa. And I'm rapping, equipped it with that action. Peace, sweet, and love is my satisfaction. Island girl said that I am a bad man, I know. Whoa, I live that life that niggas that wish they can have. And you know that's dreams in the air that you can grab. So I'm going full fledged till I'm to the road. Whoa. That's all that we need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. 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 That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. 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 That's all we really need. That's all we really need. We need peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. 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 That's all we really need.
Wednesday, hey, you know what I'm saying? That's me and myself right there. Peace, love, and some weed, you know what I'm saying? But that's what we need. Peace, love, and some weed. Check this out, man. I gotta play my nigga real quick. Hold on. I think I want to play this one. Let's see. Play
back. Out here, West Coast and overdosing. Con Boogie.
Tag, what up, big homie? Let's get him. Yeah. So let's get gone. Feeling majestic, oh, did I mention? Bong, the rent is due, but shit, my cell phone's on. And I just got a text like, hello, come. What up, Mr. Boogie? It's been a minute for real. So meet me in the city, cause I've been fixing to chill with you.
Okay.
Can I say I got away with the ladies? I show them a good time and never pay. This shit is crazy.
It's crazy.
That's right, I'm never tricking on it. Call me Oliver Twist, I put the Dickens on it. It's the tale of two cities and the palace dude is winning. Blew the ceiling off this motherfucker, now the room is spinning. Straight whiskey in the cup, 50 in the club. Looking real crispy, like 50-100 bucks. What's up? This like the two short bitches and the choruses too. So sing it,
come on.
And when I'm in the spot, I got a pocket full of hands. But the guap is in my wallet, and my wallet's in my pants are made in Scotland, and my socks are from Japan.
Okay.
Shoes are made of ostrich, top it with a hat, and the strap is made of oxen, rocket to the back. Yeah, I'ma think I got it, like drop it in the back. But it's not, I save a lot, thrift shopping with the fan.
That's nice.
Shit, you know I gotta make an entrance. They say I'm blessed, so don't take offense when you see your lady sweat. That's how the game be, it's crazy. I'm just trying to be major, putting my life in that same key. And in the process, I watch imposters trying to get props by using my same part on their projects.
stop it. I got the magic touch, and giving up the cash doesn't mean you bang with us. You better realize.
The end of the rainbow, cause damn my pockets loaded. I got cars I never drove, got boats I never floated. Got guns that I toted for the niggas getting loaded. Trying to trip my trip wire, had to tell the niggas hold it. It's a celebration, so everybody cheers. It's an alcoholic party, so happy new year. Sassy Cassie, yeah, I'm here, I'm just glad y'all niggas made it. Can't believe y'all niggas waited this long to get the dated with a West Coast deck. Better leave you on your neck, don't take it as a promise, homeboy, it's a threat. All the bitches know my status, it's a method to my madness. Got them bouncing on my lap, trying to win a booty pageant. Get it? Trying to win a booty pageant, but just watch it if you touch them, cause all my hoes is ratchet. They take care of themselves so they don't have to come and get me. So I'm enjoying life and they enjoying life with me.
This Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio's on.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hevlar. Yeah. My girl, yeah. Sweet.
What's
up, baby? Yeah. My nigga Joe.
What it do, my nigga?
Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air. Nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the flow. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio, I bet y'all, you know, for all the, you know, the True West heads, I know, hold on, I had to go to the waterworks, so you know what I'm saying. I started my shit before y'all. I had to go to the waterworks because, you know, waterworks make the waterworks. So take this out. Hold on. I'm going to play this. We getting ready to get back on. Hold on. I'm going to clip. Let's clap it up. Yep, all y'all got to clap. Go to the doctor tomorrow.
Free Friday night.
Any paper today.
3, 2, 3, 6, 4, 2.
2 West Radio.
Yeah.
your boy R City. Tapping in with my day uno. The original King Scratch. True West Entertainment. True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. Hurry, it's Friday night. Feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. Feel me? True West Radio.
That's that old shit. Back in the middle.
Yeah. Man, this shit crazy, homie. This shit crazy.
Hey, well,
nah,
man.
I'm just tripping, man.
Oh, let me turn
I got some
down.
Good news
down.
And bad news.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm letting everybody in. I'm trying to turn this goddamn music down. This is so high.
Yo, you know what? I wanna say this about what we talked about, pride and get up. You know, a lot of the stuff we talk about, me growing up. I don't like glorifying this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna say, you know, cause when I moved to Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? Small town, we ripped our hood. You know what I'm saying? And I was never one of the cats wanting to be, say, like, I'm not going to say it was worse than L.A. and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because we was in Southwest Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we repped our hood. And anything I did, I don't like it. You know, for a reason, I just don't like to speak on it. And I'm not saying some of it was good, some of it was bad, but a lot of my niggas got 26, 44, 10.
Two.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just don't be like, and I believe, you know, we're on a radio show. So, and whatever carried on to Dallas and other places, I feel like that shit can follow you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen to this.
And I'm on some better things in life. You know what I'm saying?
Confetti, I'm going to tell you this. It's saying that us as men, that's on this station, we've been through it, so if the young people are listening, we're not trying to glorify it.
Right.
I mean, yeah, we was going to get into all of that stuff, too, but you just spoiled the whole goddamn
no,
shit.
No. I just want to say, listen, like, for like, for as me, you know what I'm saying?
I still
niggas got to keep up their neighborhood. That's why it's down here.
Yeah, you gotta tell if it's any young people, because I got the show set up from 13 and up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if anybody listening, we're not glorifying anything that we done in our past. The thing about it is we trying to keep you from doing it. That's why we have a show. So if y'all trying to get y'all rap on, y'all trying to get y'all sang on, use that as a platform, not what everybody out there is doing, because all of us that used to be gangbangers or affiliated, we was glorified by what they was doing.
Yep.
But then you start looking at them dying and going to jail, then what? You're going to be like, oh, shit.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna say something real quick. I love my hood, what I represent with. I love the niggas that was on the other side of the hood that I fucked with. But, nigga, I ain't got shit out of that but a fucked up record, nigga. I ain't getting no, like, award or no motherfucking house or no shit like that, nigga. I got a bad record and a fucked up name in the game, so to speak. Because, I mean, if you want to look at it, you know what I'm saying? If you go out there hard with it, and I understand that too. There's niggas that's like that, don't give a fuck type shit. I get that too. But nigga, at some point you gotta be like, man, what the fuck did I really do this all for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does it all mean?
You know but, when I stopped banging, I was like, nobody ain't giving me a paycheck.
Hell no.
And that's what killed the game.
Niggas would help you get some money though, but it ain't like they, like, you
right.
know.
Nigga, you $50-50, you might go,
you to, break
you might
him
go to jail. You might fuck around and fuck that. I'm trying
hell
to figure
yeah
out, okay, not going to jail.
Right.
You know, so that's
yeah,
the thing,
man.
I've always been thinking, like, I was always thinking, like, gee, I'm scared as hell. Well, I want to sell some shit so bad, I stay right next to a school. So that means that that's like triple time.
Hell yeah, they
already got
that's
two strikes. So that's quadruple time.
You gone.
Oh, nigga, gone. Gone ain't the word.
You out of here. But that's all I was saying. As far as me, I just never, I thought about it later on because I could have been, I'm supposed to be paralyzed, you know. I got shot at infinite spine. By the grace of God, I'm walking and I'm still alive. But that's what I get for fucking around. You know what I'm saying? And I done shot some niggas too and did little shit. But it did, at the end of the day, it didn't get, like you said, it didn't give me no motherfucking paycheck. It didn't give me no house, no car, no nothing like that, unless I was selling dope or doing some other shit. Yeah, but
You might get a couple of dollars, nigga, if you got a price on your head, just depending on who you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? All in all, it's just all of, it's all a fucked up thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, nigga, I can't never glorify gang banging nowhere. I don't give a damn where you're from, how it was. The only thing about gang banging, it gives you a gang of hood sense. You know what I mean? To where you know when it's something. Okay, here come a nigga driving slow down the street. What you do? That's everybody.
Nigga goes this, nigga.
Clung to my shit and ready to
nigga
pop
going off to grab it. You know what I'm saying?
Get the bleach and shit.
Gang banging do that to you. That make you good. And I always said this. Take this out. You could always get a hood nigga to have a corporate job, but you can never have a corporate job, motherfucker, go down to the hood.
Hell no.
You can if he doing your taxes. If he doing your legal.
That nigga gonna get robbed.
But when you think about, hold on, let me put the homegirl back in there. Hey, you there?
Yep.
Hey,
yeah,
how you doing? Y'all know who that is. I didn't want to call out her name. I wanted to see if y'all know who it was.
I already know. I told her to fuck with.
Somebody asked you off for your 2 cents, face it. Don't all that extra stuff on your calls for though.
I know. I do shit.
Y'all crazy.
What's up, Scratch? What is up, Scratch? How you doing?
Oh man, I'm doing all right. Hey, did you want me to send you that the video I took of you while you was rapping?
I emailed you back and said yay.
I did not see that.
Oh, okay, but yay.
I take it out. I send it to you. I just have to take it off the camera. But in any case, you know that's the thing about what we do. We try to, I mean, talking about past experiences and people that you need to look out for and people that you shouldn't act like, people that can't suck you into doing certain things that you don't want to do. And I ain't saying nothing like negative or sexual, but sometimes people suck people in to do something negative or something that they got in their mind and everybody else fall for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
People start falling for what certain people say. I be like, all right, you got your occult, I got mine. And I ain't got no occult. I just got motherfuckers that's down with me. Motherfuckers is actually making a occult. Them motherfuckers walk around. One of my cousins, I ain't gonna say his name, Them motherfuckers walking around going, like Zombie Nation, bro. I swear. I swear.
Not on the water, huh?
I ain't trying to zombie people, man. I'm trying to make something happen to where we can actually make something happen. It don't have, you know how many people that's right here in our network who know people, who know people, who know people, who know people, who know people. Now, You share, I share y'all share mine, they share theirs, I share theirs, and it goes all the way around. That's why I was saying in the beginning of the show, if we all could just fuck around and tuck our tails and stop trying to be, no pun intended, boss, but try to be the boss or the head motherfucker all the time, we could actually make some money right now. We could make some money right now. We go on that motherfucker and go to anybody who got some money and drop a motherfucking 1,000 motherfucking artists on the desk. They're going to be like, wait a minute, hold on.
Well, go ahead. I'm going to let you say that and then I'm going
to
say
no,
that.
I'm just saying. No, if you got something to say, I'm just saying that it's all of us.
Sure.
Be like, we let them niggas pick who they want to pick out of our whole brood of motherfuckers.
The catalog, what you're saying. Yeah, I get it.
Nigga, you got, nigga, 8 artists inside. All right, get the motherfucker 8 out the way.
Go ahead. But I got to share this with you, but I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
You go ahead. I want to see what you got, what you talking about.
Well, I'm glad that you kind of speak up on that because I got a little bit of bad news, but I got some ultimate good news behind the bad news. But I spoke to you earlier, but I didn't mention it because it came to me after I talked to you. Well, remember I told you I was going to do the DJ Quick shit in San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't turn out because the club owner, we need that begin because he talked about the shit. So we talking about the gangster shit, but he was all for it at first. So that got kind of like put on the back burner. But, Shockwave, which is my DJ, and I don't think you got a chance to introduce each other on Saturday. I don't know who he's fucking with or who he aligns with, but this nigga just told me today that the motherfuckers that do the Rolling Loud conference wanted him to do some shit. So he was like, nigga, the nigga just called me, but this nigga got bread, huh? So he was like, nigga, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, okay, where do you want to do it? He's like, I'm negotiating with him now. But the nigga, what fucked me up the whole thing is, what fucked me up the most is this nigga said he's going to put my name on top of the shit. I'm like, nigga, stop it, bro. That's killing the game. You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't you want to be on top? When I did the All of the Same Game project, they had the main zone, All of the Same Game. But me and Borsi's song was next. Me, 99. Our song was next. She learned her verse on the way to the studio. See, you don't know that story. But the thing about it is, let her put you on the top. I would love to be on the top. That don't mean you going first.
No, I'm not even. I'm not even fucking around. But today, man, I just got to talk to you, man, and all this shit just.
We'll talk about it. But if I gotta fly with my name on the top or anywhere on it, I'm gonna be popping my collar because I know I'm getting ready to go in there and try to tear everybody in the spot up.
It's like he said if you go ahead and do the bid, which he is, he said it's gonna be BP Entertainment Presents Rolling Live Woo-Woo-Woo Concert. I think they're trying to do it for next year because they already did one out here, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. I know they did one last year during the pandemic.
That's what it is.
They just did one where? Florida? So, I don't know, man. I'm just, like I said, this information just got hit to me
Let's find out what's going on, and then shit, we're going scratch.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. We got to go to work.
Crash the spot.
We got to go to work now, nigga.
I know. I can't wait.
I'm
October, man. I get to go to the LS or to the Hall of Fame. I can't fucking wait. I'm turned up. As long as it ain't around the 27th, the 22nd. My anniversary is October 22nd, so I hope it's around the 5th, anywhere or after the 22nd. That would be wonderful.
Word. It's all good, man. Like I said, it just seems like right now, I don't know, man. It's just a lot of good things coming into a nigga's lap, okay, man. You know what I'm saying? I just got to make my mark before I leave here, bro. That's all I'm doing.
I ain't trying to go no time soon. If I'm going, it's God's will. So check this out, man. If y'all like, give us a call, 323-642-1597, man. I gotta give some love to Isaac, man. Isaac Jama. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me make sure I got all right.
You got one of Isaac's songs?
I got a couple of them. You remember, he was on the show. Oh, you was probably asleep or something.
Oh, God.
Hey,
under the bus,
I
go.
Get this shit going, man. I definitely
hey,
want
under the bus,
the
I go.
Come, man. Y'all
hear me? Just roll right over you, man.
We love you through the snoring and all.
To the bus, I go.
Hey, you know we love you, motherfucker.
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck Trick Daddy come out about he like getting his ass licked.
Wait a minute.
That's just a disgusting thought with his Florida Evans looking ass.
That's crazy, man. Well, man, I'm gonna go to Isaac Jammin', man. Rest in peace, man. All right, we was down with real, but I don't know what to say. Shit, they ain't like it, you know. Like I said, he got on my nerves like a motherfucker, man. He really did. But y'all remember how we used to always, you know, he used to always come on, John Isaac, boop, 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 boop.
Man, it's cool to know Scratch got a heart.
I know. If I didn't have a heart, I'd be like, man, fuck y'all. Bye. I just start hanging up. Hey, this is my nigga Isaac Jazzy, man. Man, rest in peace, man. You was annoying, but I didn't want you to die, man. That's some real shit. Let's hear what he's talking about.
Kinda like this, yo. We worldwide. Jazzin' world.
This next piece is about challenges in life. We all go through a process of challenge. We have our dark realms, and we have our optimistic realms. But at the end of the day, and at the end of this tunnel, there's a light, and a light of purpose. This piece is called Against All Odds, and it is inspired truly from the soul of a creation from above. Against all odds is my friend. My heart beats that flows with juices of fear. There is no master plan for you. Against all odds, even the mountains look for an exit when you appear, like the lava that melts to the ecosystem. My friend, can I try to know you? To some generations, of course, chaos. But with folks like me, you have built an engine in me. Against all odds.
I may not know you so well like this country's fighting for democracy, but I smell you in the air like the pot that you built in my thought process. You have conformed my thinking, like my think tank, against all odds. You have used me like a boneless species. I think of the first people like Obama, what they had to go through to establish a mandate for the mandate. You are next fighting, exercising your rights to push our civilization. Did the critics say, we can't do without you, or part of the anchor for human prosperity? You defy your odds. You have rhythm against all odds. You sound like Napoleon Revolution or Socrates' doctrine, where it was almost impossible to educate a generation. I'd rather keep pushing your optimistic side of purity, a side that gives hope to mankind, a generation built on perseverance and good values with hard work put in by folks. Oh, against all odds, you have been and a new song to me. I think of the relevance in you that builds my soul. Oh, against all odds, you're changing me. Oh, when I see the darkness every day that comes in me, I can't even think, but I'm thinking of the turn of the light in the end of the day. Push me harder because I can't stop. All I can do is keep working harder. Against all odds, you become my friend. My best friend. Let's get it, let's get it.
For whatever reason, you refuse to feel this space we're in. To know its insanity, really know it. Whatever your particular anesthetic is that you hold on to so desperately, the thing, I mean, that makes you think you know who you are.
I realize throughout the danger, all the time I compress my anger. Looking for a better way to flow, to grow. Looking for another way to go. Like walking on a tightrope. Look below, all I see is self-centered cutthroats. You need to roll with your kin, folks. Only then will you not be a scapegoat. Look at how they act, they hold something. What's the first thing they say, let me hold something. Won't give it back to me if I drop something. All in my face, breath coming. How do I take it, I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more, man, I can't even fake it no more. Too much stress on my chest. After this, I'ma have to wear a vest. I gotta represent the West. I'm one of the best, get put to the test.
Honey, what's this black world coming? This matter of fact, middle class, black bourgeoisie ass. Wish I was rich class. Honey, there's a difference between a black man and a nigga. Nigga, he look at me with hungry eyes, trying to take me by surprise.
I wanna live in serenity, I no longer haul animosity. Tranquility for me, I wanna live at the beach and gaze at the sea. I wanna be immortalized, I want this song to be playing at my funeral when I'm eulogized. Heads pointed to the sky, baby, 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 don't cry. Feel the essence in everything glorious. Live biggie and don't be notorious. Fear ain't a factor to a OG. A whole thing singing ball to me. Only again you get delirious. So any idle threats now take it serious. I put it on my loss and guard nine. Stay fly, got my Romeo spell shine. Other day, fool gave me the red eye. So in the hood now I know they call him dead eye.
Listen, listen, listen. Hear us now, hear us now. We ask you.
Don't ever shit where you eat. Don't bring no riff-raff around where you sleep. Keep your business in the streets. And only share a game with your peeps. No razzle-dazz, runny-food hustlers. No undercover suckers, I bust us. Can you comprehend how I'm feeling? I'm willing to dealing, trying to keep from stealing. Whoever that I owe, then you got that. I'm about that player, let me bounce back. I'm a leather mother with a fat sack. King scratch, sweet Cadillac, fuck that. Let me be, let me win, let me fit in. Hit the rewind, play it back again.
The meek ain't going Harry, shit.
love, I'll take it. I'll stop calling you nigga when you start acting like black men. My fellow poets tell me not to write poems talking bad about black folks. But I ain't mad at white. I'm mad at you, you low-down nigga. Crossing out each other and constantly talking about brother this and whitey that. You low-down lanes, it takes two to play a game. Y'all claim to be so hip and all that shit.
Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
West, that's what I'm yelling. Two time telling, then when I'm yelling. Been to every state, but I'm West Coast dwelling. I keep the dope, everything that I'm selling. Stayed out the trap, but I went to the pen. 16 bars, writing G shit again. 2012, it's been 5 years ago. Niggas thought they wouldn't hear me no more. My bitch, y'all tricks and I'm done. I had to power up cause my Uzi weighs a gun. Keep shit west as I should. I will go gangster like some of y'all wishes you could. I'm just starting, I'm not finished. You need help, homie, like a team for a minute. Throw your dub up, pick a throw your dub up. I had to go refill my cup, what the fuck is up? Like a cake, I'ma wet ya. Before you hit the ground, I'ma catch ya. In the place where the bodies lay. If you don't believe, just watch what I say. To all y'all busters, you know what's up. I took time off just to refill my cup.
To shape the future.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. They telling me to get it. It said that the message I was bringing brought destruction. I put the pants in the bag and said, fuck them. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me from the jump. They'd rather see me slump, face down, shot 5 or 6 times with my kid and a mama in the cop car crying and I'm done. Stop lying. It's a black and white thing. Redneck ass judge would rather watch a nigga hang than indict what's white, not right. Fuck a news feed. Black man got the same needs as the Jews need. Who me? I demand reparation. Fuck a cowboy.
I'm a native, robbed of my nation, I'm an African. Black man, fucked out, my language got me praying to a white boy God. That's insane, and if you ask me, why they steadily harass me, I reply with that these motherfuckers nasty. And I'm a god, yet they calling me a nigga. They scared of me, so they try to hide behind the trigger, acting badass. Fuck a honky with the badge, I'm a nigga with an attitude, you can kiss my black ass. Ain't no sense in niggas being diplomatic, televise the revolution, let these motherfuckers have it. I'm calling up the homies, they said to come through, and I run with the niggas, they scared to come shoot. Take an eye for an eye, take a tooth for tooth, do unto others as them others would do all to you. And now they say it make America great, what America hates, kept America straight, and America safe. Motherfuck that flag, my people are not free, we wanna touch that flag. So quick to try to copyright what came for free, now they blaming me, and it's plain to see that they mad at that, like I'm a magic act, yeah imagine that. Motherfucker, I'm black, fucking soldiers, super quick to steal one's culture, trying to make it your own, caveman go home, over 10 long nose, funny looking ass Donald, got his nerve disrespecting President Obama. If you don't want us around, then let us leave. Pay the money you've been owing my people since they were set free. That 40 acres and a mule never came, but yet we're still outstanding. Outstanding in the rain, just waiting, patient, pacing, and praying for God to step up. But nah, it ain't shit shaking. I was mistaken thinking scripture could have helped us. Following the faith of our very own oppressors. No justice, just us. Look at how the aftermath of slavery today still affects us. Our kids educated by the enemy. And they don't know shit about their history, cause they ain't teaching that in school. Leave it up to them coons, and all that's cool. Let the bygones be bygones. And besides, we've been killing off our homes. Shut the fuck up, you know what? Uncle Tom, house niggas, slaves, see they motherfucking nuts cut. I pack steel in the hour of the chaos. If black lives still don't matter till you stay out.
Black lives don't matter.
White lives don't matter.
Black lives don't matter.
Hispanic lives don't matter.
Black lives don't matter.
Asian lives
Black
don't
lives
matter.
Don't matter. Black lives
Muslim
don't
lives
matter.
Don't matter. Middle Eastern
Black lives,
lives
don't,
don't
matter.
Indian
Black
lives,
lives
don't,
don't
matter.
Black lives don't matter.
We don't matter.
Percussions, I say concussions to everybody in default that's pushing buttons. Niggas killing niggas, ain't nobody in the protest. Police kill a nigga, everybody's in distress. Black lives matter, but black people guilty too. Tearing up shit, taking shit that don't belong to you. White folks with BLM signs, taking knees. Tell Donald Trump we need way more of these. He need to get down on two and say a prayer, cause this shit is going up the first day he's out of there. George Floyd didn't do nothing to get his life took. Personal vendetta never goes by the book. When you police and racist, take a knee on his neck and his back. Shit's about to crack. All I got to say, if I was there, I might be dead. They might have shot me, trying to get him off his head.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't.
Black lives don't matter.
Yeah, that shit got to see everybody in America screaming fuck the police. Fuck Tito Man, if the shoe was on the other foot, believe me, being a black man ain't easy. If black cops start pulling over whites for no reason, just to make the player feel even. Do what you wanna do to us, cause we can't fight back. Can't defend ourselves when we under attack. Same thing with Rodney King, he wasn't killed though. Thank God, old boy had a camera in a window. Document the unjust, the ones with the best. Kicking off all the looting and the protest. Don't point your finger at us, point your finger at the real threat. Doing shit blacks will never forget. Let's get it cracking, you know that I win it. Just gonna get a whole lot worse if the bitches
black
get it quick.
Black lives don't matter, no it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no it really don't. Black lives don't matter.
Bring back Huey, instead of going find drug use, go and grab a Uzi.
fight the power like we be equals. Up to me, we can rewrite history and quit gang banging, quit sex claiming, quit cane slanging. Don't rhyme me cause my chain's hanging. You my brother, word to the mother. Red, blue, don't give a fuck what color. It's not a race thing, it's a cop thing. Everybody in this motherfucker let your nuts hang. Next time you see a cop choke a brother, bomb rush him. I bet he think twice next time before he touch one. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. And I'ma feel that way till I'm underground.
Black lives don't matter,
no it really don't.
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 Black lives matter is a joke. You are the racist, the racist is you. It's because they wake up and you that you think they're racist, the racist is the black lives matter. Go to Chicago. They don't have schools. And they die every day. They don't matter.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130 or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Back up in the building, man. West Coast Wednesday. Give us a call. 323-642-5097. Okay, hold on. Oh my goddamn music. Hey. Nigga, BB.
Sweet B. Missy.
Damn, hold on. I
was like, hey, man, that shit was crazy.
I gotta give y'all some claps. Hold on. I'm trying to see if the claps is on there.
That shit was crazy.
Confetti! Let's see. Oh, killing me, Larry.
You having too much fun. Hold up.
Fuck yeah, that's what fun is all about. Ain't you supposed to have fun?
Yeah, yo.
Fuck yeah, I'm having fun fucking with y'all. Cause I got jokes and then I can actually, you know what I'm saying, throw all the jokes on y'all.
Hey, Scott, listening back to these beats, man, I really got a motherfucking holler at you, man. Lord have mercy.
Man, that was only the beats that I put on here. You ain't heard the beats that I ain't put on this bitch yet. I'm just saying.
Man, I'm gonna have to really holler at you, nigga.
I got some tracks, man. The whole thing
about
you.
We gotta start that project off.
Everybody,
start that project quick.
Yeah, everybody that do tracks and shit, all them motherfuckers sound the same. So if I make a track, I try to make the next sound. Huh? Okay. Huh? That's K. K is huh in Spanish. Huh? What was you about to say? Yeah, that's cool when you ride with yourself. Now, what was you saying?
What?
Oh, my God.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, my bad, because I stepped away from the phone. I stepped away from the phone. My bad. I'm sorry. What happened, Scratch?
I'm trying to get everybody up in cahoots. Wait a minute. Hold on. I am. Man, what were you talking about?
When? I didn't say nothing. I was just clowning.
Oh yeah, she's just soft as shit. I don't pay her no mind, my nigga. She just soft as shit.
Oh my God.
I wasn't even on the phone, bro.
Y'all gonna make me cut my wrist. I'm trying to make happy fun time and everybody.
Oh no, I was breaking down this blunt, man, and pouring me another drink of that vodka.
I played a mix for a while.
Vodka
I had
tonight.
To walk around this motherfucker for a minute. Then I had to roll a blunt. I ain't smoking no more weed with JoJo.
No, I was saying to you that
I ain't smoking no more weed.
I was just saying we need to get that project going.
We ain't smoking no more with JoJo.
Because I think it was so high from out here to out there, and I think it was like he got that high.
Bro, the drinking made this shit worse.
Then
he said, come outside, let's smoke, let's hit another one. I go out there and hit another one with the nigga. Like a dumbass.
I smoke. So you had to
have my
nigga. I was fucked up.
You had to have then.
I was fucked up. But hey, shit, I ain't been out in a year. I want to get fucked up. With my nigga. I wanted to get fucked up with my nigga. I was like, I'm about to get fucked up. I ain't been out this motherfucking studio in a year. Not like at a, you know, where you've been or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You supposed to be the designated driver.
Right, man, I was a designated drinker.
Hey, I was a designated driver. I drive better high than sober.
I got my license back and I was high. That nigga had a nigga so high. JoJo had a nigga so high. I don't even drink smoke weed like that, bro. We smoked all the way there. Nigga went back out and smoked again. Mills got a motherfucker to his first drink. Then Scotty started dumping a nigga motherfucking Hennessy. I stole somebody Hennessy. He got somebody a Hennessy. I drunk that motherfucker.
That was me, nigga. No, you gave me my shit. I forgot.
Oh, you talking about the shot of Hennessy when he was like, what you do with that shot?
Yeah.
When we were standing by the bar,
she was like, you did it. I'm like, yeah, I thought that was me.
He was like, yeah, I drunk it. I thought that was mine. He was like, no. He was like, that was for BP. He's like,
why did the bartender pick on me? She pointed to my fingers. She said, he drunk it.
damn.
You know she gonna tell.
And then Scotty was like, you did? I'm like, I thought that was for me. Shit. My bad. Then Scotty was like,
you did? Because he asked, what you drinking, BP? I said, man, fuck it. Give me a hot shot of Hennessy because I had to hit the stage and go fuck around. So when I left and I never came, after we took them pictures or whatever. So I
oh, yeah. No, Scotty said he want those pictures that you took.
What pictures? Oh, the video? I took video.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, this motherfucking man, I had a good-ass time. That's my first time being out. That's my first time being out in a club or anywhere in a year. I was like, nigga, I'm a beer drinker. Nigga, I hit them fucking Hennessy's and Miz got me a side of fucking something. Nigga, I was loaded. And that motherfucker, I'm like, oh, shit. And drunk one little beer.
Nah, but you handed me a fucking empty wine bottle when y'all rolled up.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had the champagne bottle. But it was only
you lucky you wasn't sick mixing all that shit together like that.
Oh, no, that's just don't. It don't give me shit. I'm cool, but I just haven't did it. Lord knows how long. But
I had to act grown, huh?
Yeah,
he called me Compton Cosmo.
Cosmo.
If you'd have seen him when we were driving on the freeway, it looked like he was sipping on a baby bottle.
But see, I'm gonna tell you some real ass shit. Nigga, I got up at 3 o'clock that morning, was up at 3 o'clock. And what did we get there, about 11:30? Hey, I was tired anyway.
Yeah.
So I was tired and I got buzzed. I was trying to hold on.
I'm glad y'all had a good time, man.
Man, I
passed out on the way back.
Oh, nigga, I woke up in my driveway. They were like, we in your driveway.
Hey.
But that nigga Scotty was fucked up too, because that nigga... He was trying to get up the freeway. That motherfucker passed my goddamn exit like 3 times.
Hey, I'm not even going to lie to you. You fell asleep as soon as you hopped in the back seat.
Oh, nigga, that wasn't nothing, nigga. Yeah, nigga. The nigga said, what? You ain't a part of the alcoholic crew. I was like, no, I sure in the fuck ain't. That's doing a fuck ain't, cause I don't be drinking that shit like that.
Yeah,
man,
I got so many bottles of alcohol
that ain't even open all around my studio.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't show you that vodka bottle.
Man, I don't drink that shit, but I was up in there trying to be cool and shit.
And
that motherfucker said, sit the fuck down. And I was like, okay.
Hey, but I'm on serious shit, though. I need some pictures, man, so I can promote that shit.
All right, well, we
get ready. Funny shit ever. There's some visualizing. Visualize some kids about to do double dutch. That's how Stretch looked like when he was standing, like he was about to do double dutch.
Nigga rocking back and forth.
Just rocking back and forth. I'm like, get the rope out.
I probably seen some goddamn double dutch ropes, nigga. You don't know.
He said, fuck
it. I was probably waiting to jump in. If I'd have jumped in, y'all would have really tripped out.
Right. But you that water.
He probably seen a double dutch bus. That's too crazy. Well, man, look, man, we got about 7 minutes left, man. I appreciate y'all, man. This is, what we have to do to prove to these XM people that we worthy on having the show, man. All right, man, it's simple. already know they gonna give it to us, but we gotta blow this motherfucker off the water. So we gotta get more people on the show. We gotta get more, you know, we gotta get more plays. We gotta get more people that's calling in. We gotta get more every time. So, you know, we gotta do this, man. Because if we get on XM, man, it's a wrap. It's a wrap because now you can just drive around in the car, or you can sit in your house, or you can be overseas, you can be in wherever the fuck, in your office, and then we'll probably be the most popular show around, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, all yeah, underground. I'm just trying to make it happen, bro.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody else. I don't know how many times I can tell y'all I love y'all because y'all been holding it down with me for all this time. You know what I'm saying? I just do smart, new nigga to the team, and let's get together in jail. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make this shit right, man. It's going to be good.
Now, I was saying back earlier, if that shit go through what I told you earlier, I want all y'all to come down and fuck with it, man. What's all that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, we all gonna get together one day. I want everybody to get together because, you know, at the same time when I was making that, when I was playing a little mix, I'm trying to make the a little flyer about 2 weeks. Now everybody, all y'all can get a role. I think JoJo, I think you get ready to be Zero. I told you who Zero was.
Yeah.
So I mean, hey, I want all y'all to come in there and be somebody if we can. I got half of the whole script wrote. I've been writing
all that shit. I was so confused for a minute. I was like, Zero? Like King of the Ghetto Zero? Like Mo City Dawn?
No, Zero. Zero. This cat, he just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? And he got somebody called a Z-Crew. So the Z-Crew is the niggas. He getting ready to go after the whole Z-Crew because they killed Malcolm's brother.
Oh, no, I'm with you now. But I was thinking,
What's the name of it? Yeah.
The name of the movie is called 2 Weeks because he only got two weeks to live.
Oh, okay.
And I'm telling everybody on the goddamn radio show. Why the fuck did I answer your question?
No, I'm just asking because I heard that you was writing a script, but I was like, okay. But I never got a chance to ask you about it. So I'm asking
no tripping. Let's not go back and listen to this shit. It don't matter. I'm almost done.
What did Scotty do? Somebody was telling me something about it. That you did a hell of a job in writing them or something. There was Scotty B.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Everybody wrote in there. I got a lot of people wrote in there. It was just giving everybody who, you know, who's going to be the character. That's the thing.
But can I get a part? Can I get a small part?
Yeah, I told you, get a part. I'm just saying, it's just, I got to find out who is going to play the best part. And I think that this nigga right here, man, I think JoJo, I think he's the best Zero part. Because I wanted my nigga OG, I just wanted, because OG, that nigga like 6'5", like one, you know, one of them big niggas that sit behind the desk, and when he stand up, you be like, oh, shit. I had to put JoJo on like 2 crates.
Ain't no motherfucking great nigga.
Oh. a crate and a half, nigga. Nah, it's all good. But I don't know. We're just trying to get it all together because the more I write, I'm close to the end of this film. You know what I mean? I want everybody to be a part of it somewhere, even if they just walking down the street and throw a rock at a motherfucker or something. You know what I mean? Because I couldn't depend on like nobody else, like, oh, yeah, let's do a casting call. That's what they were talking about. I was like, no. I just want all the people that we know, if they could be in it, they'd be in it. And I'm just going to go on in and say everybody's line. So everybody have a script, but I'm going to say everybody's lines the way they're supposed to say them. It's almost like learning to rap.
Right.
Yeah, I got my script. This is going to be the best shit ever. Then we got all the green screen shit we want to do. We're about to blow up some buildings, all that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I want to blow something up for real.
Well, we'll give you the, you get the dynamite and you go blow something up and just film it yourself. Go and film that shit yourself. You can do that all day. Hey, look. I give you the cameras, but you got, after this shit blow up, you got to go and grab the camera and throw it in the car. There's going to be like a high-speed chase on the goddamn 10 type of shit. Don't come to my house, if it's like a high-speed chase. Don't come to my house. Hey, True Bus Radio, I think we're about to be out. After hours start right now. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Hey, but look,
I'll just be like, go to the corner at the liquor store, so I'm going to drop your bag off and keep going.
Yeah, while the police is after you and the goddamn
helicopter,
sky cop is
helicopter.
Up there type of shit, you can't run from the sky cop, nigga.
Not the sky cop.
Look,
I'll shoot that motherfucker down too if I got to.
No, ain't that a bitch. Nigga, the only way you get away from sky cops is go towards the airport.
Airport. Hey, I'm going to the airport.
Get yeah, closer to any airport that you can.
Helicopter.
The helicopters can't go in their airspace.
No. They only can.
They can't go in the airspace. So the thing about it, if you're running from goddamn helicopters, go towards the airport, any airport. Shit, even if you jump out the motherfucking car and start running, nigga, if the sky cops see you, nigga, it's a chance you could get away. Everybody I seen get away went towards the airport. I'm just saying.
And if we
that's
don't, you going to bail us out.
I ain't doing shit for y'all, motherfucker.
Hey,
what
you say?
Hey, look, I'll say a prayer for y'all.
Y'all
dumbass should have went to the airport. I'm telling y'all
that. That shit got to come with a warranty.
That nigga say, get me out of there. Are you fucking serious, my
yeah,
nigga?
Right.
Everybody have a
you don't
know,
get to go to the airport,
scratch.
No.
I'm calling you because you told me go to the airport and I was going to get away.
Right.
Nigga, that's the best chance for you to get away. What you going to do? Wait a minute. Hold on. If you stole a car and that motherfucker already got a quarter of a tank of gas, where you think you going to go? You going to stop? Be like, damn, I got a quarter. I'm about to go towards the airport. I'm closer to the airport than me trying to get to Boston or something.
Shit, OJ Simpson drove around the airport twice. They still got him.
God damn it, what? And what
yeah,
year
hey,
was that?
But, hey, but they were right behind OJ, though.
What year
yeah,
was that?
He said go towards the airport.
Dude, he's talking about the
that nigga was
top.
In, he was in fucking, he was in up there in the rich people place, man. That nigga didn't go all the way to the airport. See, John Collins was driving. Collins was driving, so
he
didn't know what to do. He ain't never been no gangster. You know what I'm saying?
What's the closest hood by the airport?
What's the
that
what?
You dug off into. What's the closest hood?
All
by the
you
airport?
Gotta
it
do is go around the airport and the damn helicopter. The only thing they could do was zoom in on you. After you get out their zoom area, shit, they can't fly nowhere where no airplanes is coming up.
But I'm saying, because what hood is by the airport?
Ain't no hood
right
by the airport. Nigga, they ain't having that.
Oh, God damn. So once you come out of the airport,
they're
back on you.
You ain't going to never hear a nigga coming through doing a drive-by to the airplane because we making too much noise.
Yeah. Airplane Chris, nigga. I was just fucking with you. Nah, but then, man,
they're
the
not
thing
in
about
the hood because I done been over there through L.A. They got a lot of speed bumps. So I got hit somewhere they ain't got no speed bumps.
Well, they got, because motherfuckers always be trying to get away. Nigga, they going to do that shit by the airport anyway. They going
to
have speed bumps.
They
no,
to
I say,
a lot
you
of
know.
Speed bumps. No, they put a lot of speed bumps in the hood because...
It
keeps down the traffic because I went to my hood recently, nigga. We got speed bumps now.
Yeah, and I was going through L.A. They had, in the neighborhood, they got a lot of turnout. All these goddamn speed bumps, man.
There's speed bumps everywhere. You know, I'd have been more pissed off when I was young. But since I'm older, I'm like, hell yeah, put the motherfuckers up. When I was driving around that bitch and was trying to, or something like that, but fucking speed bump. Niggas, especially niggas got a low cord and they got some D's. You know how niggas do with D's. If you fuck around niggas, you got, nigga, you just slow dip around that motherfucker. And then slow dip until you get to, you know what I'm saying?
But these,
know that.
You got neighborhoods that pay for the motherfuckers out of their pocket.
Yeah. So I'm saying every time, nigga, so now you got your car low as a motherfucker, and now you got to go over a speed bump.
Nigga be like, I can't do no drive-by trying to get away, nigga.
Somebody
say,
boy, that shit gonna get ugly. You drive-by. They got to go with a speed bump, a minute a mile.
I don't even give a fuck if you voice your shit. If your shit is up, nigga, if you got your shit on all fours up in the air, nigga, you still want the wrong slow off shit.
Nigga, now nigga doing drive-by the big quick truck.
It was crazy, nigga. I was rolling with my nigga Inky, nigga, from the hood. This nigga go, we pass down Crenshaw. This nigga go up on three wheels, and the third wheel, nigga, that's up in the air, nigga, fly off the car.
Oh, hell no.
So now, we sitting on Crenshaw. This nigga on some gold D's. In the 6.5, that shit jacked up, and this goddamn Dayton is rolling up the street. So it's going up the street, and it stopped, and it came back and hit this car. So we going like, what? You gotta find the knockoff first. So find the knockoff, and we ain't going to get the tire. Now niggas is looking like, oh, niggas, this is open season. Y'all, if y'all ever been on Crenshaw Boulevard, nigga, oh, that shit was crazy, but we didn't have the mallet. You know, you gotta have a mallet to put the Dayton back on.
Put the Dayton back on.
Oh my god! My brother got a box in the brick.
How long y'all got stuck out there?
Nigga, for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. We trying to get the fuck out of there, because now everybody's trying to jack us. They looking like they on. We got to put that motherfucking wheel down and get the fuck out of there. Watch. Well, y'all can't watch. I'm just saying, back then, if you had some D's, nigga, they was trying to get you. You couldn't roll to
nigga,
L.A.
No, no nigga, McClain, nigga. Niggas was jacking niggas for the McClain.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying. Nigga, the first thing, you couldn't have no D's, nigga. You got them 14? Wow. Nah, you can get them up.
And don't get caught slipping on Crenshaw.
That's when we was on Crenshaw on three wheels. Cause that nigga whole goddamn time for
hood. And don't break down in the wrong hood.
Oh no, that's bad.
It's all bad.
That's bad. I'm just saying, man. Like even what we were talking about earlier. I can't knock nobody's neighborhood because it's all bad neighborhoods. I think I've been in every bad neighborhood in the United States except for New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. Those are the only three motherfucking bad neighborhoods I haven't been to. I've been to every bad neighborhood because it's how you carry yourself when you go around neighborhoods. People think, you know, well, I'm about to walk through the store. Oh, you can't walk through the store. You know, them kids around there bad. Fuck them. You walk around the corner.
Hey,
you go through the store.
And you know it's crazy you say that because I ran into an incident like that. These black cats were scared to go to the park because the Polish up there was tripping. They didn't like black. And I'm like, well, shit, tell them, I'm going to go up there anyway. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I go up there, they didn't say shit to me. So everybody like, well, why didn't say nothing to you? I said, because like, I told them niggas, like, they ain't running nothing but they mouth.
Uh-huh.
I said, because they, with the bullshit, I said, I was by myself and it was 30th.
Yeah, that's what happened when I moved to San Bernardino. It was this little cat. Was like, ah, man, them cats up there, when you get up there and you walk into the store, they be tripping. Like, what's up, big homie? What's going on? Say, what's happening? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, nigga, it was about, nigga, 10 of them niggas up there. They said, what's your name, homie? I said, Big Homie. So every time I walk by that motherfucker going to the store, they go, what's up, Big Homie? What's up, homie? You want to smoke something? No, nope, I'm cool.
It's all about respect. You, the way you carry yourself, like, let you know I don't come out here with the bullshit. I walk all through San Bernardino, be all through San Bernardino. Everybody here. Vadio, Chris, Blood, Asian.
I
show them.
You know, I try to respect them because I know when we went out on Saturday, I was totally disrespected. I had that blue rag face mask on. But the whole thing about it is, like, when you go certain places, you know, my wife be like, it depends on where you go. If you want to put that blue on, you can put it on. But I'm like, but look, I want to put the blue on wherever I go if that's what I want to wear. But, truth be told, it's like, you know, when you know you're getting ready to go into a different area, you got to really respect the motherfuckers in that area. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have put that blue mask on if I would have went to a blood neighborhood or a blood party or some kind of blood gathering. I wouldn't have did that. Because that's half the trouble. So.
And you know, but it's crazy because, well, me and my homie, like, whenever I'm hanging out, usually, you know, twice a week, three times. You know what I mean? We all together. Everybody got their rags. And we, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because we be blood and cousin each other, but nobody trips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a couple of folks like that, man. I got, like, a gang of PDL cats. I got a gang of bounty hunter cats. I got, I know so many bloods. It's ridiculous. And they just sit around. They be talking to each other, and they be like, oh man, my bad, Scrap. Yeah, I say y'all can go see what y'all gonna say. That's what y'all are, man. It ain't no disrespect to me because you blooding, because I'm sitting here.
Yeah, you know, I had my first little experience when I was down there in San Diego with my aunt. And I was, they had this little, I don't know if I told you, they had a little, I don't know, little park date, but it was on Skyline. It was in the blood.
You talking about Skyline Piru?
Yeah, I was on
Skyline Piru.
They had some kind of little date, my little guard dog. So when we get out there, right, I got this. You know, I be riding a bus with all them cats from Cali and L.A. And, you know, I know the blue, the baby blue means North Carolina neighborhood crip because I listen to them talk, right? So I get out the car. I get out the car, right? My cousin, I'm telling my she's so high. Bro, I get out the car like a movie. She turn around, ha-ha, you got that blue on and there's blood area, and turn around and walked away. I was like, oh, God.
Well, see, most of the time that I've seen, y'all, if a motherfucker fall up in there with anything that motherfuckers think is wrong, and then nothing, all they got to do is hear you talk. Hey, man,
Some people that's what happened though. People that though, right? So, you know me being nigga in the street, I know how this shit jump out. They had respect for him, so they had to let y'all get a time and a DJ. I'm chopping up by them, just going back. I really got my head on a swivel, cause I know they looking at me like, "See, this OG, now he know what time it is." So I'm thinking we gonna get about this bitch before it end, right? Nigga, my aunt waited. We the last motherfuckers to leave. And them niggas parked at the, they stopped at the gate. You know what I'm saying? So it's about 50. Hell no, my 50 or 100 right at the gate. So when I walk by the niggas, bro, like my aunt, so when we walking, the niggas say, posse up. I said, oh, shit, we go. You know, the chick say, false alarm. He say, now, posse up. So when he said, you know, I'm looking at the nigga like, okay, nigga, anything happen, they might have bite the jugular out your neck, nigga. Y'all probably going to kill me out of here because I know it ain't going to be a fight. I don't know what he's doing. But what I'm really thinking is my mom's sister. I'm thinking my mom's sister, I don't want nothing to happen to her. But I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking quick. I say, you know what? These niggas just don't know I ain't from here. So I see my little guard dog over the gate. I say, see him. She say, hi, Godfather. I say, when you come to Dallas, Texas, baby? And them niggas say, oh, that, you know what I'm saying? I know they heard me talking. Was like, oh, this nigga ain't from here. You know what I'm saying? And they dispersed. But, nigga, I was like, oh, man, this some bullshit. Bro. I ain't going out like no bitch. That's all I was thinking. There ain't no run. It's 100 niggas. You see what I'm saying?
I got a couple things. I went deaf. I was deaf one time, and I went Jamaican one time.
You went what?
I went deaf, and I went Jamaican.
What you mean?
Nigga, I was about to get fucked up, and I played like I was deaf. They didn't know me. So I'm throwing up.
Better dry it out. Hey, nigga,
I'm about to get fucked up. And they kept on saying something, and I was going, I kept hearing my mouth going and hitting my ear like, and it was like, oh, this nigga deaf. And I'm going, I'm thinking in my head like, yeah, please. I'm sitting up there, and I'm like kind of reading their lips, and then I do some sign language. Them niggas didn't know no sign language. So I was just doing little shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ah, man, leave him alone, man. That dude is deaf, man. He don't know, man. I ain't say nothing. So they ain't heard me say nothing, but them motherfuckers left me alone. And I couldn't wait to get to my goddamn car.
Hey, I was out of pocket, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I was out of pocket. All I knew, they were trying to go to Cali. They be like, this country ass nigga. This nigga from the country. And I knew I don't talk like niggas from Cali. You know what I'm saying?
That's
they ain't gonna fuck with you. They would fuck with you anyway.
Right.
You got that goddamn gold thing in your mouth, nigga. They gonna be like, he's not from Cali.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. I'm just saying that was like my little first. You know, you live in the park, talking about the bees and the seas. And like, you know, nigga, nigga ain't trying to disrespect nigga who, especially, you know, I don't know what's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you now. Keep this out. I was talking to this girl. Now, Scratch, you know about the 20 Pyroots?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, she just said we're going to a gathering. I'm like, okay, you know, a few people. That's what I thought, nigga. Jump out the car. Now, you know, I wear blue and all that all the time. I'm going to fuck
up.
Nigga, why jump out the car, nigga? Everybody got on red. Nigga, everything stopped.
Man.
Oh, damn. And they looked at me. And I'm like, well, fuck it, nigga. It is what it is now. I can't go back. And I'm like, I got a blue sweat rag in my hand, one hanging out my pocket. And she's going like, it's okay. And I'm like, no, this ain't cool. Like I said, you didn't tell me it was going to be all these people.
Oh, you got cool. You should have been
day.
Like, where is that motherfucker? When motherfuckers say where.
So I got out. Before I went over there, like, fuck it, it is what it is. It's her peoples and shit, right? So I started talking and shit. And it's like, man, it's like, you the boldest nigga I know. I said, my nigga, I said, hey, ain't no disrespect. But you know what I mean? It is what it is. I said, I wouldn't feel no disrespect if you popped up with my shit with all red on. It is what it is. I got blood homies just like I got crip homies, essays and all that. It was like, well, all right. You know what I mean? So we, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it was cool because, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, we was all respectful.
Yeah, what's up?
I was like, but for that first 10 to 20 minutes, nigga, I was like, this is about to be a shootout.
That's
like, wrong.
Oh,
like
wait, because even when we went down there on Saturday, I was on some I didn't give a fuck mode anyway. Why you think I had that blue rag around my face?
And a cold part about it, I'm on the freeway speeding. I'm talking to my girl, and I'm like, man. She said, what? I said, baby, I'm speeding this shit. I got this AR in the back of this motherfucker. She said, what? I said, yeah, I got the AR this time. I ain't got the handgun. I said, I fuck that. I'm going to a function. I said, so I want to function with the function.
And the motherfucker then scratching the car with me with a goddamn blue rag on his face. man, but
shit don't make it no better. I keep a blue rag hanging on my motherfucking rearview mirror.
Yeah, I gotta roll, man. I gotta go in here. I told y'all my wife, she fucked around and sprung her ankle, so she can't do shit. Well, she can, but she acts like she can't do shit. Gonna make this
you
goddamn
know, just like
grand
if it was your ankle, you go milk it too.
Shit, nigga, I gotta do what I gotta do. Fuck all that. Nigga, if I gotta crawl across, you know how the house is from the house to the studio. Nigga, if I gotta crawl to the studio, nigga, I'm coming to the studio. All I gotta do is just pick myself up and put me in the chair. It's on.
For sure, for sure. But I'll call you in the AM, though.
All right, man, that's what it is. True West Radio, we already off air, but we all the way out now. Love y'all. Yeah.